A healthy body is not about living the longest amount of time. It is about living with the highest quality life possible and having regard for others. Being able to walk in beautiful forests and mountains when you are beyond 70 is part of your natural ability. A human being has the potential to live until they are well over 100 years old, and the body is designed for longevity. Even if you have lost the use of your legs, you can still benefit from health and vitality, the sharpness of your mind, wit and humour that stems from a healthy body. You could be totally disabled, but healthy, motivated and driven. Having such an abundance of wisdom to share with those around you, you are a gift. You are the giver of experiences to those around you, and you get to choose what kind of experience you are. Imagine your body is like a newborn baby, all fresh and pure. You would not dream of plying this pure being with processed foods, alcohol, or cigarettes. You were once that newborn, and at no time did you make a decision to start polluting your body. It just happened, and it happened because society normalized it. Drinking, partying, and eating excessively are all termed as fun in today's world. Getting wasted, off your face, living it up, living it large. It was fed into our minds as a positive thing to do. We grew up watching our elders doing this, using particular happy events as a reason. Birthdays, Christmas, Easter, and weddings. Holidays are another example. Specific settings where we spend time away from work with people we love, connecting our indulgence to happy experiences. Eventually, we end up finding any reason to indulge ourselves, as the indulgence is linked to the original experiences. Indulging ourselves is not pleasurable for our bodies, but as our minds have been programmed to indulge, we believe it to be enjoyable. Corporations know this too and have discovered that addictive substances within foods will keep the consumer craving more and more. They start as young as possible, loading children's food with chemicals and sugar. We are now part of a world which has an alarming increase in heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity-related issues. Hospitals are struggling to cope with the state of our health, and feeling energized and healthy is more of a rarity than normality. The cause of this is being stuck in a state of automatic living, allowing our subconscious mind to be manipulated. Eating is vital, and being in a state of conscious living is evolutionary. Eating with deliberate awareness to thrive and transform, rather than eating unconsciously, is a great step on the path towards awakening, as it is returning to our natural born instincts. Doing things deliberately is taking back your power and tapping into your inner wisdom. We have an inbuilt common sense and intuition that guides us perfectly well, if we only become reacquainted with it. Deep down, we know this is the truth.